How many of you like the color? I have a very nice coloring book. Oakley, you're the only one who likes the color? Oh, Ella, you like the color? Oh, good, good. So if I gave you this coloring book, would you be able to color inside the line only? What do you think? You think you could do it?
Yes.
But what happens when you go outside of the line? What happens then?
You cross the
line. Yeah, you cross the line. You crossed a line, that means you messed up the picture. And just think about it. You know, many times in our lives, we like to think that we can keep ourselves within the line. But there's a problem that we all have. And what's the problem that we have? What's it called? S-I-N. Caden, you just said it. Say it so everyone can hear you. Sin. We have a sin problem. And sometimes, actually, most of the time, we go outside the line, don't we?
Yes.
But you know, God in His great grace and mercy sent to us His Son. And Jesus died for our sin. Therefore, our sin has been forgiven. And then He sent another gift to us. At your baptism, you received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit guides us in all that we are to do and say in this life. He also points us always to Jesus and to the Word. So as we're living our life, as we're coloring inside the line, many, many, many times the Holy Spirit will guide us, just like He's guiding your hand when you color. He guides you to stay within the line. And He guides us to stay within the line by leading us to repent of our sins, to say to God, God, I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. And when that happens, whenever we color outside the line, what does God do? He erases that mark that's outside the line for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ. So you see, even when you're coloring, you can even think of the Holy Spirit, that you have a guide. You have one who is always with you, and He always helps you to stay within the lines, to keep your eyes and your heart and your mind focused upon Jesus in the cross. For there at the cross is where each and every one of you and everyone looking at you was saved. And therefore we rejoice in what our Lord Jesus has done for us. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for sending Your Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us in all truth, to sanctify us, to set us apart, so that, O Lord, that we can stay within the lines. We pray, Lord Jesus, that You continue to bless these children here gathered, that You continue to bless their families. And Lord Jesus, we pray that You continue to bless this congregation as they will consistently hear the truth of Your Word and all that You have done for them and continue to do for them. And all the children said,